Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 7 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs a one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Dori Roberts, the founder of the Engineering for Kids franchise. And Engineering for Kids offers a suite of programs for children ages 4 to 14, introducing them to science, technology, engineering, and math through a variety of workshops, all aimed at developing problem-solving skills. I will talk to Dori about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we got a great show.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 7 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Dori Roberts, the founder of the Engineering for Kids franchise. And Engineering for Kids offers a suite of programs for children ages 4 to 14, introducing them to science, technology, engineering, and math. Hi, Dori. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure, Dori. We always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning, Dori?
We are in Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Oh, okay, fantastic. How's the weather down there today?
You know, we had a little bit of snow overnight,
mm-hmm.
but it's supposed
yeah.
to warm up nicely today.
Oh, that's fantastic. I have a 6-year-old son, Dory, and this is fantastic because we can see him sort of starting to become interested in, like, science and technology. So I was really excited to have you on the show. And it seems like that's how you came up with this concept, isn't it? Maybe you could talk a little bit about the history of engineering for kids and how you came up with the idea.
Sure, absolutely. Yes, I was inspired by my own children. I'm a former high school engineering teacher,
mm-hmm.
so I taught engineering at the high school level for 11 years, and while I was teaching, I was also the advisor of the school's Technology Student Association. So I had a chance to take my students to state competitions and national level competitions in technology,
wow.
engineering, and architecture. And one year, when my own children were small, we had a national competition in Orlando, Florida, and I decided that I'd take my own kids along with me and sort of combine it with a family trip, and,
right.
you know, my kids would never forgive me if I went to Orlando and didn't bring them along.
That's true.
So brought them along with me, and they were 6 and 8 at the time, so you can
yeah.
relate to this with your 6-year-old,
sure.
and they fell in love with everything that my high school students were doing.
Wow.
And they wanted to compete, too. You know, they were ready to jump
right.
in there, and it really got them very excited about engineering and architecture and technology. So because I saw that spark and that interest in them,
right.
I decided to start looking for programs to put them in engineering. And I found very quickly that I couldn't find any. So I had this fantastic opportunity to volunteer just as a mom.
Right.
to teach an after-school program at their school. So I took what I was doing with my high school students, and I changed the curriculum, and I changed the
mm-hmm.
The project design to make it more developmentally appropriate for elementary-age
right.
children. And that first program was a civil engineering class. And I received a fantastic response from not only the students, but from the parents and the administrators as well. They were very excited. And to see the students' excitement made it even more of a great opportunity, and they started asking me what else I had to offer.
Right.
And if I could come back and offer more classes, and the parents were asking, do you do summer camps? So I started thinking about it and decided this may be a great business opportunity here.
Right,
so
right.
I ended up quitting my teaching job. I started Engineering for Kids, and I added much more than just after-school programs. I added summer camps and evening classes and
wow.
scout programs and birthday parties and in-school field trips. And I expanded my curriculum quite a bit over the next couple of years and expanded it to include middle school as well as the preschool-age
mm-hmm.
kids. So it now reaches ages 4 to 14. And a couple of years into it, I started getting parents who were emailing me from other parts of the country saying, you know, do you have an engineering for kids in Atlanta, Georgia?
Right,
or
right.
do you know of any programs in our state? And I was also getting parents locally saying, hey, my sister in Chicago is looking for programs for my nephew. You know,
right.
do you have anything out there? So I started thinking, you know, what is the best way to grow engineering for kids? And I did a lot of research and decided that franchising really was the best way to grow because you have that owner-operator that knows their
right.
own community best. So started doing all the research and all the legal work and started preparing operations manuals and getting all my curriculum manuals together and started
wow.
franchising. And we sold our first franchise at the end of 2011,
wow,
and
that's great.
Today we now have 92 locations worldwide.
92. It's an amazing story, Dory. I mean, I love you telling this story. I mean, it's just, and it's interesting, the teacher in you too. You know, I mean, you're still really, mm-hmm. You're still really getting to teach in a way, aren't you? You know,
yes.
On a different level now. You know what I mean? So it's
yes.
just,
yes.
it really is. It's a wonderful story. How do you describe the franchise? I mean, like if you were at a franchise show. And someone
mm-hmm.
came up to your booth and they said, okay, so what do you do? How do you typically respond to them?
That's a great question. I first say that, you know, we inspire children to become
mm.
the next
yeah.
generation of engineers. So first start
right.
with that. Because that's really the heart of what we want to do, is inspire children to want to become engineers and fulfill those very important careers that, you know, that we so need. But and then I explain to them, you know, what a franchisee does, and that's offer programs in engineering, and we cover the various fields of engineering, and the way in which they teach those programs is through classes and camps and parties and workshops.
Wow, that's fantastic. Has technology played a role in this business story?
Yes, it's played a role in the business in several different ways. One with getting the word out that that our franchise is available through through the internet and franchise portals, and we also use quite a bit of technology in our daily operations. So our franchisees, when they come on board, they receive a website that they are able to customize for their own local market, and they also receive registration software. So parents are able to go onto their local website and find the classes that are in their area and register right there online, which is great for the franchisees because then they can pay right there for the classes, and you know, then the franchisees get that money directly in their bank account. So, we have integrated quite a bit of technology on the business side of things, and then on the student side of things and the teaching part, you know, we use laptop computers for some of our programs, and we use Lego robotics, which includes programming software, and we do electronic game design. So there's quite a bit of technology involved from the student end as well.
That's fantastic. Are there numbers on your industry yet, or that you've seen anyway? I mean, I'm assuming that this is a pretty big market. I mean, when you're talking about children from the age of 4 to 14, you know, it's kind of assumed that it's a pretty big audience. Are there any hard numbers or that you've come across anyway?
Not yet, because we're relatively
new. Right.
But it's interesting how popular our junior programs are.
Really?
So that has been the biggest pleasant surprise in all of this. I knew that the elementary and middle age would get a lot of we get a lot of business from that end, but it's really been a great surprise that there are so many parents and preschools excited about engineering as young as 4-year-olds, which is, that has been a lot of fun and really fantastic for our franchisees to be able to get a lot of business from those little ones.
Oh, of course, absolutely. You know, and it's great to, as you said, inspire and develop that spark at such a young age, you know, because we really don't do that in this country, do we? You know, I mean, we focus so much on, like, we have the Olympics on it, and a lot of those children start at such a young age, but why not start with something like this, with technology and engineering and things like that? It makes sense, doesn't it?
It does, and what's so interesting is, you know, I spent 11 years as a high school engineering teacher, and I spent a lot of time getting high school students interested in engineering, and especially inspiring girls, and it oftentimes at the high school level, sometimes it's a little bit too late to get them really excited about engineering, because you really have to take the right courses in high school in order to be competitive to get into an engineering school. So it's really great that we're catching them before high school and getting them excited about it and interested in it. I can't tell you how many people, students I came across at the high school level who really didn't understand what engineering was, and after taking my class would say, man, I wish I had known how cool this was sooner. You know, so it's really exciting to see the little ones, you know, say, I want to be an engineer. That's really cool.
It's amazing, right? Because, I mean, you don't really see that often, you know? I mean, at that age, they'll say, you know, they want to be a police officer or a firefighter or something like that. And, you know, it is interesting also, you know, because we've noticed, too, with our son, you know, he's learning Spanish now, and how open their minds are at that age. It would make sense to, you know, learn engineering and technology and things like that. So I think the concept is fascinating. So I really like this concept. Has there been anything, like, what's been, like, the most interesting thing that's happened to you since starting the business? I mean, I'm sure you have 100 stories, Dory, but is anything particularly stand out?
I guess what has been really cool is to, you know, seeing engineering for kids be, you know, popular here in Virginia.
Yeah.
We're in Northern Virginia outside of Washington, D.C., and so people in this community are very career-minded. And so it has been just amazing to see what a great response Engineering for Kids has received all over the country. And, you know, our first franchisees were on the West Coast, one in Portland and another in San Francisco Bay Area. And both of those areas are very high-tech areas. And so it's really been exciting what a great response we've received on the West Coast as well as the East Coast. And then our Texas owners are doing amazing things as well. So it's been that would have to be the coolest thing so far that I've seen is just the great response we've received all across the country.
That's fantastic. What types of characteristics will you look for in your franchisees, Dory?
We look for, first and foremost, franchisees who love children and who are interested in serving children and family-oriented. So we're finding that great franchisees are franchisees who are well-connected in their community. They don't have to be a parent, but are some of our franchise owners who have kids that are either currently in the school system or have gone through the school system and understand how the school system works. We have found that's beneficial. We also are looking for people who aren't afraid to work hard. You know, no business is going to come quick and easy. So we're looking for people who are interested in putting in the legwork and getting out in the community and introducing themselves and making those connections. And so we have found that you know, our go-getters are doing fantastic. So I think that combination, they don't have to be teachers. They don't have to be engineers.
Right.
That's a very common question that we get from
prospects
is, you know, do I have to be a teacher or do I have to come from an engineering background? And our franchisees come from all backgrounds. And so, you know, we train them on the business side, and we train them on the curriculum. And as part of our training, we even go out to their community, and we train them and their teachers in the curriculum to get them ready to go. So, they don't necessarily have to have, you know, engineering or teaching experience.
That's great. And for the training, do they actually come out to your headquarters, Dory? Is that how that works?
They do. It's a two-part training. So they come to our corporate headquarters in Fredericksburg, Virginia for 3 days of training. And during that time, they will receive marketing, business training. They also receive a curriculum overview, and they get to observe an Engineering for Kids class so they can see, you know, what a class really looks like. Then they go back to their communities and they hire their staff. Once they have their teachers hired, then we come out to them for 2 days and we train them and their staff in curriculum and get them ready to start offering programs.
Wow, that's great. How would you describe a typical day as a franchisee, Dory, for our listeners?
A typical day would be, you know, maybe the morning spent, you know, returning emails and doing some marketing activities and making contacts with schools and parents. There are opportunities during the day to offer programs to homeschools and to the junior programs, the preschools. Then after-school programs are very popular, and those are run throughout the afternoon. There's also opportunity to offer programs in the evenings for scout groups or evening classes at parks and recreation centers or at local YMCAs. Then on the weekends, there's opportunities for weekend classes as well as birthday parties, which are very popular.
Wow, that's fantastic. If, you know, if I asked you 15 years ago that you would be doing this, Dory, I mean, what would you have said to me?
I wouldn't have dreamed 15 years ago that I would be doing this, but I couldn't be happier, and I'm very excited. You know, I, you know, graduated from college with a master's degree in technology education, and I knew I wanted to teach engineering, and so I was, you know, very happy to, you know, inspire high school students, and so to think that I'm now inspiring a much larger audience is just beyond my wildest dreams.
That's fantastic. What advice would you give to our listeners? We call them like aspiring franchisepreneurs. You know, I mean, most of them know that mm-hmm. they want to get into franchising, but we find that most of them don't even know where to begin. So what
right.
advice would you give to them?
I would tell them to follow their passion and mm-hmm. to really take a look at what they like to do on a daily basis and what inspires them. And if it's children that inspires them, then maybe something like this would be good for them.
Sure.
If they, you know, prefer working with an older group, then maybe a different type of franchise. But really think about what gets them out of bed in the morning and what will inspire
right.
them on a daily basis and what they'll be happy, you know, pursuing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think that's just great advice. So where do you see yourself maybe like 3 to 5 years down the road, Dory?
We are planning to continue growing both domestically and internationally, and we're also growing our curriculum. So we are looking in the next several years to add more program areas to give our franchisees additional revenue streams. The international market is we're pretty new at that, and so we're planning continue growing there as well.
That's fantastic. And I guess, I mean, it makes sense, too. I mean, it really is international, isn't it? I mean, if you think about it. I mean,
yes.
This concept could really apply to any part of the world, couldn't it?
Mm-hmm. It really does, yes. We had a fantastic opportunity to travel to India to help our first international owner get opened, and we got to go to some of the schools with them, and it was really amazing to see the kids in India enjoying Engineering for Kids just as they do in the U.S.
That's fantastic. What's the best way for our listeners, Dory, to get more information on becoming a franchisee? Any websites that they should go to?
Yes, engineeringforkids.com is the best place to visit, and there is a franchise tab at the top of the website. If they click on that, they can fill in information to, receive a contact back, and we can take the conversation further.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you again, Dory, for coming on the show. I think this is an amazing concept, and I would really like to invite you back next year as you continue to grow. I'm going to keep watching Engineering for Kids. I think it's a great concept.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Dory. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Who's helping build America one small business at a time? Franchise Inc., a free consulting service.
For years, Franchise Inc., a national company, has been helping people franchise their business concept and help folks like you own a franchise.
With over 2,500 franchise systems out there, it can be awfully confusing. Don't take chances with your future. At Franchise Inc., we've done the homework for you. We can help match your interests and background with the franchise that's right for you. And we only work with proven franchise systems with a solid reputation and track record of success.
The consultants at Franchise Inc. can help you with your short and long-term wealth strategy.
Give us a call today and we'll send you free our best-selling book, Solving the Puzzle of Owning a Franchise.
Remember, it's not just owning a franchise, but finding the right one for you. Call us at 800-961-0420 for a quick consultation to discuss what's important to you, your business, and your future.
The service is free. The book is free. What do you have to lose? Find the business that's right for you.
Call Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420. That's Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting Franchise Interviews many years now, and over that time, we've had some incredible quotes on the show. One of the popular quotes that makes it into our Great Quotes in Franchising podcast comes from the question, what advice would you give to an aspiring entrepreneur looking to buy a franchise? And we asked that question to Wanda Sieber of Unishippers of Green Bay, and I thought Wanda's answer was really just as good as anything we've ever heard on the show. So we're going to play that clip for you right now. So enjoy.
Interesting. The question I've been dying to ask you, you know, from all of your experience, because you've been doing this a long time now, and the majority of our listeners, Wanda, we call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. You know, they know that they want to go into their own business, and it seems like they're most interested in franchising. What would you say to them from all your years of experience as a franchisee?
Well, I love being an entrepreneur, but I really love being a franchisepreneur because it takes a lot of the risk and nighttime drama out of a person's life. I don't think anybody wants to start a business and lay awake feeling like they need to throw up every night.
Sure.
And you can do that if, well, you can do that anytime you want, but a lot of that goes away when you're part of a franchise system. We get a lot of calls from potential franchisees, and they ask me, what do you like about Unishippers in particular? Mm-hmm. And I'll share that, but I think there are good things to look for as you're looking at any franchise system. And hopefully, when you're looking at a franchise system, you're able to call existing franchisees and do due diligence.
Right.
The first is we're really pleased with the ethical leadership of our leadership team.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them has come from the franchise body. They owned franchises and still own franchises, but they were hired by the corporate office as we transitioned from the original founding ownership to this leadership team. So I'm very impressed with their ethics. I've been very impressed with how they retool. As I mentioned, when we first started, we were only reselling overnight letters and packages for Airborne Express. That was really pre-fax machines, pre-email attachments. So if that was all we were doing, you certainly would not be talking to me right now.
Wow.
So we've retooled to add freight, international shipping, rail, ocean. So retooling for market changes is big. I also love that there's a lot of franchisee input, grassroots, bottom-up input, to the franchisor through their advisory councils. There's a marketing advisory council, a sales advisory council, a technical advisory council, and then I sit on the president's advisory council. I like to say that I'm the token woman there. but it that kind of feedback to the franchisor, that's the first important part of the equation. But the second important part is they actually listen to it, and we have found that franchisees are able to shape the policies implemented by the franchisor. If we come up with a great idea, they'll vet it, and if it's a great idea, it becomes the franchise policy. So
wow.
Those are all good things to look for as you're looking at a particular franchise system.
I think it's very powerful advice. You know, we've been doing the show now 7 years, and I think that's one of the best responses we've got, you know, is you know, particularly, you know, with the leadership, I'm very impressed how they were franchisees, because I think that's very important, you know, that they can empathize. I think sometimes it's difficult for someone to empathize what it's truly like to be a franchisee, you know, if you've never done it before. And something you mentioned, too, on it is the whole, like, retooling. And I think that's important, too. It's a great word to use, the nighttime drama. It probably happens a lot with entrepreneurs, right? You're thinking, okay, what do I have to do next, you know? And you're thinking about all these different ideas, and you don't know what's going to work and what's not going to work. And I'm sure Unishippers does a lot of research, you know, market research as far as, you know, what's going on out there, what trends are taking place in the industry. And then, again, the franchisee input is so important, because I don't think all, you know, again, studying franchising for as long as I have now, not all of them really act upon, you know, the input from the franchisees. They'll listen to it, but they don't really do anything with it, you know. So I think that's so important, what you just said. You know, I think that's very powerful. So, you know, I can understand, you know, why you enjoy the Unishippers system so much. What's